Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and it is the Saturday edition of the show. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites, ours is free, freetalklive.com. We will continue taking your phone calls here in a moment. But, Mark, you had something you want to insert because of what sort of the topics of discussion recently within the last hour had been. Can you?
Yeah, at the end of the last hour, you know, we were talking about police officers, some choosing not to obey their oaths to the Constitution, military officers, things like that. And I wanted to just mention an organization called Oath Keepers. They have a list of 10 orders they will not obey, and they are, you know, antithetical to the Constitution type orders. And I'd encourage any of the good guys out there that are in, you know, the military or law enforcement to check out Oath Keepers. The website, not great. oath-keepers.blogspot.com, but you can just Google Oath Keepers.
Right. Somebody didn't want to pay the $10 to register oath-keepers.com.
I don't think everybody understands the internet that well. I mean, to me, I don't know how much it costs or how to build a website or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know how to redirect. If I were to buy Oath Keepers, I wouldn't know how to redirect it to this anyway.
1-800-259-9231. So something, and it's an idea for those who are within the organizations, the enforcement organizations of America and the military as well to essentially reaffirm the oath that they took. I mean, they did swear an oath to uphold these documents, many of them completely ignored. So it's for the ones that actually care about those documents to kind of reaffirm, basically, that they're serious about them. And that, you know, you didn't join that organization to follow orders blindly, did you? Because that seems like what a lot of them believe. A lot of them, well, I'm just following orders. Well, it didn't work at Nuremberg. All right, let's go to your calls and start things out in Washington, where Kyle is on the line. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. Good evening, Mark and Ian. Actually, it's kind of fortuitous you bring up Oath Keepers because I want to talk to you guys about connecting with other like-minded individuals. I know you guys have a pretty strict interpretation of liberty and whatnot, but Oath Keepers definitely came to mind. And I was just wondering also if you guys are still speaking poorly of people who are critical of the government story on 9/11.
Speaking poorly of them? I don't know if I've ever spoken poorly of them.
I think the government story on 9/11 is kind of mixed up, and they're trying to obscure the fact that they knew information, the documentation shows that they knew what was going to happen ahead of time and did nothing about it.
Have I been critical of them? Yeah. I've been real critical of them. I'll definitely admit to that. I think that they are people who are misapplying their resources, in my opinion, and this is just from my perspective. You're talking about the truthers, you know, those that believe some alternative story, and there are a variety of them of which they can choose. And I don't believe the government story, and I don't believe the truthers story. I don't know who's telling the truth, and to me it doesn't matter. And that's not an attack against them. That's just saying what's relevant to me. And what's relevant to me is achieving liberty in my lifetime, and I can do that by talking about things I know that the government has done, things that are unassailably obvious and concrete and definite and, you know, reported by the mainstream media, instances of government tyrannizing people and hurting peaceful people. I don't have to concoct some story or, you know, try to point to all kinds of evidence and prove to people that something other than what they believe occurred actually occurred. I don't have to do any of that when I'm working on persuading people to the ideas of freedom, because I have a plethora, a cornucopia of stories from which to choose to point out the tyranny of the violent monopoly that is the state. So for me, the whole conspiracy thing is a real non-issue. In fact, to me, it's a damaging thing to get behind and to support, because it hurts you. It hurts your credibility, and if your credibility has been damaged, then it's more difficult to bring people to the ideas of freedom because they don't want to hear what you have to say. So it's not so much.
Yes, sir. I understand what I've heard you say is that the reason to not look into these things is because you'll get into despair and you'll just have a negative mindset, and you're just going to have a never-ending black hole of a melancholy attitude, rather than actually looking, you know, scientifically coldly at the information available and then coming to your own conclusions. But can I just ask you, how much time have you spent in total examining either side of the story?
I've watched most of the movies, the big-name movies out there, the Alex Jones films. I've seen pretty much every one of his. And I like it when he reports on the police state. I think he does a super job at keeping an eye on that sort of stuff. But yeah, I've seen the Loose Change movie, and I've seen the website that debunks Loose Change. And you know, I've certainly spent some time on this because the callers to the show over the last forever,
5 years,
yeah, have been talking about this stuff. And so, of course, I'm going to spend some time looking into it. And it's just that's just it. It's a time sucker. You can spend as much time as you want on this. And everybody's got to have a hobby. And if that's your hobby, then hey, man. Do whatever feels right to you.
But it's not a matter of hobbies. I'm talking about you know, being able to critically think about issues while taking in information. But to my point, when I mentioned Oath Keepers, if you would investigate, I mean, there's all kinds of legitimate evidence out there, and I can just tell by your tone that you're just not very respectful of other people's interpretations, but
I don't care. It's not that I don't respect you for doing all this research and finding out what you believe to be the truth about some event in the past. I don't care if it's 9/11 or the Kennedy assassination or the Oklahoma City building bombing or whatever it is that the past event, that conspiracy theory that you find particularly intriguing and interesting, that you will spend significant time researching it. That's all your business, man. For me, as I've said before, want to focus on building a voluntary future of moving people away from the mindset of and feeling like they need to have this coercive institution known as the state out there. And I don't need to prove any of that stuff to those folks. So for me, doing all of that research doesn't further my ends of advancing liberty in my lifetime. Does that make sense to you?
I understand what you're saying, but I completely disagree, because there's a synergy around information and facts that people can gather around. And when you start talking about Oath Keepers, or you talk about 9/11 truthers and free staters, there's an underlying like-mindedness as far as being critical of the official story that we're being given, and all kinds of stories, just like you were talking about how Hollywood portrays that we have to listen to all the authority figures. We have to let cops do whatever we want.
So, Kyle,
they want to.
Kyle, just before you go on, there's also this sort of, you're talking about parallels between people that believe in liberty and people that believe in, you know, sort of this underlying conspiracy that all the world's problems have been caused by a group of people who, you know, tend to be Jewish and tend to run the world. And one of the parallels that is also made is that the parallels between that group of people and you know, the Ku Klux Klan and racist organizations. So there's parallels there too. Do you want to be lumped in with that group?
Well, I'm not a part of any group. I'm an individual who thinks for themselves.
You were just talking about groups, Kyle. You were talking about parallels and
you guys,
of those
you guys
groups
are
of people.
Creating a group, and that's why I'm saying it's best to have. To have common ground with groups rather than down, just really talking trash and being mean-spirited.
We don't talk. Who's being mean-spirited? You're the one who called up to bring this topic up. I wasn't going to talk about these issues. I wasn't going to bring up 9/11 truth and trash on them tonight. I have no interest in discussing these things because, as I've pointed out and will point out again and again, because we constantly get the the truther crowd calling in trying to convert us and recruit us,
evangelical,
as people into their movement.
You can't be evangelical and then claim that people that don't believe what you're saying or want to hear what you're saying are being mean-spirited.
See, here's the difference between you and I, Kyle, and that is that I'm wanting the shortest path to liberty in my lifetime, and the shortest path, in my opinion, is to go through real concrete examples of real-life government tyranny that no one can deny. You can start spouting off all the supposed facts and allegations you want about 9/11 truth, and people will be able to deny them all day and all night. They've got their own counterexamples and stuff like that, and you'll never get anywhere with that stuff, in my opinion. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Reed, Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmonds. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. It's a Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And our website has a lot of features, and we give them to you free, including live streams. There is a broadband version, a dial-up version, even a webcam version of the show. Listen and watch free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Armorforactivists.com is the provider of pro-liberty swag, free market anarchist mugs, anti-police state bumper stickers, liberty conspiracy hoodies, motorhome diary tees, free Ian buttons, so you're prepared for the next time that Ian's arrested, and a custom, or you can get a custom design instead. It's A for A Artists. Laura will throw it together for you. It's armorforactivists.com. That's armorforactivists.com.
Good folks running that website, by the way. Free Staters, like those guys. 800-259-9231. Just one more thought here before we continue with the calls. On in regards to Kyle's call a few moments ago, giving us kind of the usual screed about how it is that we should be, get on the 9/11 truth train because that's such a great idea and it's so persuasive. No, I don't really believe that it is actually in any way, shape, or form. And as Zeus points out, he says, the facts are the government murders people by the tens of thousands every single year, steals from us every day, and is taking away our freedoms left and right. Do I really need to know whether they also blew up the Twin Towers before I do something about it, or should I spend that time researching stuff endlessly and accomplishing nothing? I mean, can you imagine, Mark, if we were one of those shows that every single week we're bringing on some new supposed expert and talking endlessly about what happened back in 2001 on September 11th.
Talk about irrelevant.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you, we wouldn't be on 48 radio stations. 1-800-259-9231.
Because they're not, just so you know.
Who's not?
Well, shows that do that.
Gotcha. Adam is in South Carolina listening to WSC. You are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you guys about something that you mentioned maybe a week or so ago.
Yes, sir.
I was trying to understand what your views were. I heard you mention something about you didn't agree with a standing military, and I was just trying to get some clarification on why and what your solution to that would be.
Well, I'll tell you, the idea of a standing military is so enmeshed in our culture now that
today,
it's
yeah.
difficult to even imagine what the world would be like, what America would be like without a standing military. Because for the last 100 years, America, you know, began on a path like the rest of the countries around the world at the time, the powerful ones, in empire building. And we have, you know, everybody who's alive right now hasn't been in America that wasn't trying to grow an empire. But when the founding fathers set up this nation,
they said they were an enemy to liberty, standing armies. Right? Wasn't that Thomas Jefferson?
That's exactly what the statement is. Yeah. They were of the opinion that empires were bad. Why? Because they had just fought a war against one. And they know what it's like to be on the receiving end of that kind of power. Now, I will admit that the empire the United States is building is probably a better one, sort of morally, perhaps,
what?
Than some other empires that have been out there. But
that's a stretch mark.
Look at Alexander the Great. I mean, he just slaughtered people from Macedonia or Macedonia, depending on how you want to pronounce it, all the way down through India and Southeast Asia.
So because the swath of destruction is a little smaller, that's improvement?
It's improvement, sure.
I'll tell that to the people in Afghanistan.
The people that are dying. So what our proposal is what the founding fathers said, and that's a militia. You and I, people who want to protect this nation, the most armed nation on the planet, from invasion, protecting it. What's that sound like to you?
Well, this is the problem I have with that. Because on the surface, I think it sounds like a great idea because, you know, it does go with the original intent, I guess you could say. But, you know, in 1776, or rather 1783, I guess, is really when the Constitution came through, it was a lot easier to be in the army. You know, you pick up a musket, you point it at the bad guy, you pull the trigger. You know, now the sheer amount of training that it takes to handle military technology is
only
really hard.
He's going to make the argument. Are you going to make the argument that only a centralized command and control structure can possibly provide those things?
What I'm saying is that to provide defense on the level, on the technological level that you have in the military. You know, in conflict today, it is more easily accomplished by a centralized command and control. Now,
by theft, you mean?
Well, now,
you believe
this
it's
is my proposal. Let me jump ahead, because I think you've probably heard this argument before. So
maybe, I don't know.
Let me jump ahead to this is what I was thinking would probably be a middle ground, perhaps.
All right.
Let's say you reduce the standing military that we have now by 80%.
I'd love to see it.
Okay.
But in place of that, you you increase the reserve corps. People can sign in, you know, they go through the training, but they're not full-time active duty military all the time. They're called up when there's, and it's kind of like,
what's that, what's the difference between, what is the difference between reserves and the militia?
Well, my suggestion would be that the reserves can only be called in when there is a direct threat against U.S. states, against actual U.S. territory.
Well, I'm with you on that. I like the ideas that you're talking about. I don't see that they deviate very much from the ideas that I agree with. But
except for the whole stealing thing.
Well, I understand, but the Constitution authorizes stealing from your standpoint. Would you agree that the United States would have been better off if it would have stuck with the sort of spirit of the Constitution, Ian?
Well, except for the whole slavery thing.
Would you like a step in the right direction?
I would say
that his plan, that slavery is reprehensible.
I would say that Adam's plan is a step, as far as the system is concerned, would be a step in the right direction. Right. Absolutely. But I won't accept it because, you know, it's still enslaving people. And it's based on a false premise as well. You know, you were talking about, Adam, how, well, you need to have all this technological stuff. And look at the military. Look at all the whiz-bang stuff they've got over there. They've spent a whole lot of stolen money on all of those bombs and radars and things that they've got, the drones, all of the stuff, the tanks, everything. I mean, there's all kinds of money being spent. But your suggestion is that I don't know maybe if you intended this, but the suggestion is that that wouldn't happen in the absence of a government-run military. And I think that's you know, I don't know if that's true, because if people are demanding protection, then the marketplace will provide that protection in whatever means with whatever means are necessary. And having competition enter into the marketplace of protection will probably mean that more innovation will occur, and the missiles will be more likely to be shot down from the sky, because there'll actually be companies competing to make sure that the job gets done right and gets done on a budget, instead of just spending unearthly amounts of taxpayer dollars on these things. I mean, don't you generally agree that competition brings innovation and brings prices down?
Generally, but in the hands of a private organization. I mean, look at Africa to see what happens when you get military level technology in the hands of private individuals. I mean, that can be a pretty scary thing.
You know, you can own a tank. You know that you can own a tank. People and organizations here in the United States own tanks.
Yeah, it would be possible, but that's
it happens. It's not possible. It happens today. People have bazookas. People have large rockets. They're not shooting them into McDonald's and killing people in the post office.
Right. I'd much rather trust people in the competitive free marketplace with protection services than I would some unaccountable, huge, behemoth bureaucracy run by the state. I thank you for the call. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, "I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does." Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, "My daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea." And David from Tennessee writes, "My wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too." And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, "This stuff really works." No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
www.cyberspace.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian with you.
Hey, Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give away. Now, if you like the show, there are lots of ways that you can support us. One of those ways is to promote Free Talk Live at promote.freetalklive.com. There's a lot of different things you can do listed there. Pick the ones that are most interesting to you. Promote.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin. It's called Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It's not only does it have vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, it's got some great berries and fruit in it. It's called goji fruit, mangosteen, acai, nani fruit. And these superfruits that are contained in Choose for Health are considered by many experts to be the most nutrient-rich foods the world has to offer. And you can get a free trial with just paying for the shipping and handling by calling 800-219-8874. That's 800-219-8874. I've been taking them. They taste great. They're chewable. Try them out.
Okay, we're going to get up with the phone calls here in just a moment, but just a quick addendum to our discussion with Adam about the whole standing military controversy.
Right, because there's this utilitarian argument out there that, the founding fathers, what they thought about the military doesn't really matter today because fear, rhetoric, you fill it in, right?
Terrorists.
ICBMs, the world's different today, the internet, you figure it out. But the fact is, the founding fathers, prior to George Washington taking over the military, fought just fine against the most well-trained military on the nation at the time. And I'd like to also point out that that ragtag bunch of insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan sure did give the most powerful military the world has ever seen a little bit of trouble over the last, 7 or 8 years?
Still are. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that I'm voting for those guys or rooting for them or anything like that. I'm just saying, hey.
Tech ain't all it's cracked up to be.
A nation of 3 million people with 3 million guns, darn hard to fight a land war on.
Absolutely.
And if that nation isn't messing around in other nations' business, which it shouldn't be according to the Constitution, mm-hmm. you won't have the reason for people to shoot an ICBM at
Absolutely.
It.
Despite all the fear-mongering about China out there, there's no chance China's going to attack the United States. It's just nonsense. We're their best customer.
I understand the fear, but look, Switzerland, they're not invading anybody. They've got lots of guns. As a matter of fact, it's a law that every man has a gun in Switzerland.
Where's the terrorism in Switzerland?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not happening. Why? Because they're not messing around in people's business.
I know you've got a quote from James Madison, but before you go to that point, I was just thinking that it's interesting that having, and Mark, I know you're like me in that we're both kind of brought up on the conservative side of the tracks. Being brought up in that realm, you always hear stuff about how, you know, those liberals, they don't care about the Constitution. Those liberals, it's all about a living document and Constitution, you know, needs to be interpreted and blah, blah, blah. That Constitution is written in plain English and, you know, we respect the Constitution. We're real conservatives. But when you corner a conservative on a part of the Constitution that doesn't jibe with the whole big, powerful military thing, like this standing army portion in Article 3, Section 8, I believe, you point out the Founding Fathers and what they had to say about the standing military, then all of a sudden their tune changes to... Well, you know, times have changed and, you know, the Constitution, blah, 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 blah. It's all of a sudden the same thing they were critiquing the liberals supposedly of doing in the past, they do about this particular issue. So the Constitution only applies when they want it to, just like with the liberals. It's all the same, just slightly different talking points.
So for those that believe the Constitution is a document that is not open to interpretation, I'd like to read what James Madison, the guy who wrote it, had to say. A standing military force with an overgrown executive. Where do you see an overgrown executive? Will not long be safe companions to liberty. Think TSA. No, I'm just thinking about that. The means, think half of the discretionary budget the government spends every year. Department of Defense. Yeah. The means of defense against foreign danger have always been instruments of tyranny at home. I'm going to repeat that one more time. This is what James Madison said. The means of defense against foreign danger have always been instruments of tyranny at home. So what he's talking about is the terrorists. He's talking about the red Chinese. He's talking about the communists. He's talking about those slant-eyed yellow men that are trying
to
all of it. It's fear. Fear intended to scare you to keep the military-industrial complex fat and happy at your expense. A normal empire enslaves the people that they conquer. This empire, that's why we call the United States a hegemony rather than an empire, this empire enslaves its own citizens to spend trillions of dollars a year making things go kaboom.
So their buddies in industry can get wealthy.
Right. That's what James Madison said. Among the Romans,
this is more of him.
Yeah, continuing with James Madison. Among the Romans, it was a standing maxim to excite war. Whenever a revolt was apprehended throughout all Europe, the armies kept up under the pretext of defending have enslaved the people. You are enslaved because you've got to pay for this. And if you don't pay for it, you go to jail. Tell me you're not enslaved. Of all the enemies to public liberty, war is perhaps the most to be dreaded because it comprises and develops the germ of every other. War is the parent of armies, and from these proceed debts, taxes, and armies, and debts and taxes are the known instruments for bringing the many under the domination of the few. If you want to be free, you can't have a standing military. I know. A little tear shows up in my eye when I hear the God Bless America and America the Beautiful. I understand. Because you don't want a standing army does not make you an anti-patriot or something.
Well said. Let's continue with your calls and go to Nick listening to WFLA FM in Tallahassee. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking about the police earlier, and just brought up kind of a thought in my mind. I actually had a friend of mine that got beaten by the police for no reason, really. It was a couple years ago. Me and my friends were having a party, and I suppose our level of volume exceeded the range at which they were ready to deal with. So, but instead of the police actually coming into the driveway, they parked down the street and came out of snuck through the woods.
Oh, wow.
And the funny and crazy thing is that the kid that this happened to was like one of these like really peaceful stoner, like go to festivals kind of kid, you know,
sure.
And he was just standing there and next thing he knows, somebody's grabbing him from behind. So he jerked away, not knowing that it's the police, and they beat the brakes off of him.
Oh, man.
Then planted a knife on him. And the only reason we even knew this is because they released him, of course, like the next day. And they said, they called him, and they said, you need to come pick up your knife.
Wow.
He's like, my knife? I don't own a knife. It was this ridiculous-looking switchblade thing, like from the Warriors movie or something, that they've like planted on him. And the thing is, I think the whole problem with all this is there's no accountability. I mean, we can call and you can complain to a police officer about something that happened with a police officer.
Right.
I mean, I know the file that that's going to go in. I mean,
the circular file.
We're really concerned. Sorry that happened to your friend. I mean, his mugshot picture, I mean, it was bad. I mean, they really beat him, like, really bad. And
stories like this. I mean, and it's just, it's story after story across the country, around the world, police just abusing people, hurting people, and then when it's all said and done, you're right. The complaints do go in the garbage. When asked about it, the media will maybe needle the police a little bit and try to follow up on the story, and of course the answer is always, well, we did an internal investigation on the officer's behavior, and we've determined that he was by the book. Everything he did was A-okay. It's very rare that in any of these instances of police state tyranny that the cops are in ever any way held accountable or responsible for their actions. Your observations are spot on.
Right, and I think that's their only incentive is the media. It's like, oh, we don't want to get in trouble with the media, so you know, release a press conference. Well, that's their only incentive. Well, I mean, I don't see any other incentive. They listen to us.
And even that is a very weak incentive. And the reason for it is because the media is so, they're so insulated from big media competition. I'm excluding bloggers here. I'm just talking about kind of the big media, the TV stations, those people. They, if they are too critical of the police department, won't be able to get the police to comment on any stories in the future. So they have to walk this tightrope where usually they are on the side of just believing whatever the cops say. It's outrageous. I thank you for the call. More coming up here. We'll try to sneak your calls in the remaining moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. We'll try to sneak you in here in the remaining moments. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
By the way, Mark, quick correction. We have been wrong, and unlike some talk show hosts, we will admit it.
Yep. Recently, we've been saying Article 3, Section 8 for the provision on the amount of money that the military gets in the period of time, that the 2 years that it's supposed to be brought up at a time, things like that. It's actually Article 1, Section 8. Sorry.
That's what we used to say, and then you had said, like, last week that it was Article 3.
My fault. I was actually looking at the government's copy of the Constitution when we were reading that particular provision.
Okay.
I got confused. The government can't do anything right, including listing its own founding document on the online. Apparently, I got confused somehow.
All right. So I wanted to make sure we cleared that up. Let's go to your calls about whatever you want. Frank is in Indy listening to WXNT. Hey, Frank. Frank.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Approximately 2 weeks ago, I read in my local newspaper that this lieutenant colonel had filed a civil lawsuit against the president asking for his hospital long-form certificate be released.
Mm-hmm. Sort of. He said that he wasn't going to follow any orders until the president proved that he was in fact the commander in chief.
Right. Based on the fact that if this man isn't legitimate, that the Geneva Convention does not apply to him, and he was about to be deployed to Afghanistan, and those orders got changed one day before he was due to go.
Yeah, I heard about that. It wasn't because he was principled in any way, shape, or form. Like, he didn't want to kill small children or anything like that. It's just that he's willing to follow orders to kill innocent people as long as they're coming from a man who has his paperwork filed correctly, apparently.
Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. Thanks for pointing that out. Anything else on your mind, Frank?
No, that's about it. I enjoyed listening to you guys.
Thank you for the call. We're on every week there in Indianapolis, and thank you for listening. 800-259-9231. And by the way, since we're in the remaining moments, just a reminder to our radio listeners that do enjoy this program, and those of you who hate us as well, if you have feelings that are strong about Free Talk Live, don't hesitate to let the program directors know about it. Hopefully it's positive feelings. And call your local talk station and tell them thanks for putting Free Talk Live on the air. Whether you get us just Saturday nights or you also get the weekday show, if you only get Saturday nights, then that's a good time to ask for the weekday show. It's not necessarily going to happen tomorrow, but by sharing how you feel about your favorite station's programming, let me tell you, they appreciate it. They appreciate hearing positive things from their listeners as opposed to the normal, well, I don't like what so-and-so said during whatever show. Because that's usually what a program director gets from people, is just a bunch of complaints about programming. So if you call with something positive, like, wow, that Free Talk Live show you got on Saturday nights is great, put it on during the week if you get a chance. I think they'd appreciate that. 800-259-9231. At the very least, they certainly would appreciate your appreciation. So let's go to Mark in Texas. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, can you read me okay?
We are hearing you. What's on your mind?
9/11 truth, man. It's coming down to that. It's the only thing that will get the job done.
What job?
At least the job. That's a good question. It's the only way. Every time I get a letter from Ron Paul now, I curse all over it and send him back and call him a coward.
Okay, and why is that?
Because he could have brought peace to the world if he had just answered that question, that presidential debate, and he won't touch it. Nobody will touch it.
What question are you referring to, sir?
They asked him about 9/11 if he thought it was anything funny. He said, no, I don't believe it. That could have changed the world right there.
He could have brought peace to the world by taking a 9/11 truther position, is what you're saying?
Or at least cast some doubt on it. I mean, it's so easy. I mean, we have now have irrefutable scientific peer-reviewed evidence on that subject. And in Genesis, you know, I don't even
what is
like
your
Genesis.
What is your goal, sir? What do you want out of all this? Let's say that what you're saying is true. Let's say that the whole 9/11
truth thing. Absolutely provable.
Fine.
I can prove it.
I am not interested in that.
Let's assume you get what you want.
We are taking your word for it, sir. I don't believe you, but you know, we're taking your word for it. Let's presume that what you're saying is true and that the whole 9/11 truth thing is absolutely spot on. You pick your favorite conspiracy that's absolutely spot on. What is your goal?
See, you called it. You can prove it to yourself if you just go to RTX.
What is your goal? I'm not asking you to prove anything to me.
We got to stir things up. We got to prove it. And that will be the only thing that will ever provide enough leverage to get anything done.
What do you mean when you say get anything done? What do you want to get done?
We got to stir things up enough to have a revolution.
Stir things up. A revolution. And what is the goal of the revolution?
Well, if the people realize that they're being murdered by their own government, which I can absolutely prove, all you have to do is go to Architects and Engineers.
I can prove it, too. The U.S. government sent 58,000 men to die in Vietnam. They've sent thousands of people to die in Afghanistan and Iraq. They interned Japanese and German Americans back in World War II. The U.S. police forces are killing people all around the country. They're imprisoning millions more. I mean, I've got all kinds of things I can point to that I don't need to prove to show people that tyranny exists. So I'm asking you again, if you can even prove it, and I don't want you to prove it. I don't care. What is your goal? What do you want of this revolution that you speak of?
You got to stir things up enough for the people will actually revolt in a big way.
And what will that result
in? Millions of people in the streets, you know, people can't handle the truth.
For what purpose?
So I would just say,
what is your end goal, sir? I understand what you want. You want people in the streets doing something. What do you want to come out of all that?
Well, the only thing is the military. They got it by at the end of a barrel of a gun. If they know that 9/11 truth is an absolute provable fact, they might just turn their guns on their officers. That's how the Vietnam War.
Why is it 9/11 that's so important? Why not try to prove some kind of conspiracy about the Oklahoma City building or JFK? I mean, aren't those sexy unsolved mysteries,
because
too?
Because 9/11 is scientifically provable. And the military guys ain't gonna like it.
So what is your goal? What do you want to? You don't really know, do you? You don't really know what you want besides chaos.
A bloody revolution in the streets is the only
way. You want a bloody revolution? This is why I don't want to associate with people like you. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You're dangerous and crazy, in my opinion, if you're talking about bloody revolution. You have not studied the history of violence. You don't understand what it is that violence will result in. Violent revolution just results in more violence in the future, because the people who were the most violent are the ones that rise to power in whatever new power structure is created after the revolution's all over and done with, after the blood has spilt. Then those who are the most influential and violent will come to rise to the top, and then they will wield power in your brand new society. Whoopee-doo, you've changed out one gang of criminals for another gang of thugs. I mean, was it just me, Mark? Because he doesn't really know what he wants.
You know,
he wants blood.
I come at this 9/11 truth thing from a different standpoint, and to me, the standpoint is essentially it's a cover up to distract people from what's really going on. And what's really going on is, in fact, the few are ruling the many, and
And your bloody revolution is not going to change that.
Yeah, this is just a way to make people that believe that the few are ruling the many look silly.
Let's talk to Tim in Illinois. You're listening, Tim, to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. Okay, so I'm on a very long drive with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Sweet. What are you guys talking about?
Well, that's kind of funny, actually. We were just riding along, and they're playing with their baby dolls. They're both girls.
Mm-hmm.
And my 4-year-old, says to my youngest, "I'm going to call the police on you and put you in jail."
Oh, no.
So I turn to her, and I say, you know, we don't talk like that. We don't, you know, use the government, you know, as force to hurt other people. And they both kind of looked at me dumbfounded. So I very plainly, without any coaching, asked my 4-year-old, you know, what is a jail? And without a doubt, she told me absolutely what a jail is. So my 4-year-old knows without a doubt what a jail is. So I then ask her, what is a police officer? And plain as day, someone who puts people in jail.
From the mouths of babes.
Exactly. I just wanted to tell you guys that.
Thought it was great. I appreciate that. And you know what? You got to start your kids listening to Free Talk Live early. And thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
We come on at about bedtime on Eastern time, 7 to 10 p.m.
Yeah, that's no better way to fall asleep than listening to your dulcet tones, Mark. So, yeah, it's interesting being on the air as long as we have now. I mean, starting the show back in 2002, there are people that were listening to us when they were in middle school who've now graduated to college. I mean, it's pretty neat that they've been listening to Free Talk Live for that long. And, of course, we appreciate anybody who's listening to the show, whether it's been your first night tuning in or you've been a long-time listener. Welcome aboard. We're going to keep this thing going 6 nights a week, and you can keep listening as you're at your leisure. You can do it on your local favorite radio station. That's the best way to listen. It's listening live on a local station affiliate. Or you can listen anytime online at freetalklive.com. And we've got all kinds of features there to keep you busy as well. Since we don't do a Sunday show, we'll see you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a super weekend.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048.